This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence.
As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your risk management advisor.
Welcome to the Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. I'm your host, Scott Houston. In this episode, we'll be talking about the Risk Pool's role in promoting law enforcement excellence for the around 800 departments we cover. I've linked two documents under the podcast. The first is a comprehensive internal report that we prepared called The Pool's Role in Supporting Excellence in Law Enforcement, a preliminary report for our Board of Trustees. That 35-page document was over a year in the making, and it reviews our past and current efforts to support our law enforcement members. The second is a follow-up. It's a summary of actions. It's a much shorter 6-page document that we put together after we presented that preliminary report to the Board of Trustees. The summary incorporates board member and other stakeholder comments and suggestions, and our plan is for it to serve as a roadmap for how we support our law enforcement members. Why did we prepare these documents? In the wake of the George Floyd incident and others like it in Texas and around the country, our board asked us to take a fresh and comprehensive look at, first of all, whether the pool even has a role in promoting excellence and accountability in policing, and if we do, what can we do to best support our police departments? The board answered that first question with a resounding yes, and then they asked staff to follow up with the preliminary report and then later that summary of actions. There's a lot of information to cover. Of course, we've only got 15 minutes, as usual. So what I'm going to do is first briefly explain the summary of actions. Then I'm going to interview Chase Stapp, the pool's new law enforcement consultant. And then, as always, I'll conclude with your action items to help you get everything you can from our partnership. Welcome back. Let's talk for a few minutes about just some of the items discussed in that summary of the report. The primary goal of what we're doing here is to allocate pool resources in a way that helps member departments deal with the challenges of modern policing. The secondary goal is to reduce law enforcement claims. So what have we done? The first step is that we've transitioned our loss prevention department law enforcement training specialist to be a law enforcement outreach consultant, and we're in the process of adding a second consultant position. You'll hear more about that from Chase shortly. The second thing is that we want to continue to support our partnership with the Texas Police Chiefs Association, and specifically TPCA's Officer Safety Committee, which provides, among many other things, the Vincible training program. Vincible provides short training materials that can be used at roll calls to remind officers of specific safety issues they'll be dealing with. They've done around 400 of these, and they are very cool. Check out episode 5 of this podcast and visit vincible.org to learn more about the Vincible program. The final thing I'll mention is that we're focusing on creating risk management training for law enforcement leaders. We've already been doing this some, and we plan to do more. But what we found is that sometimes chiefs just don't have the resources and data to know where to focus their efforts. So check out our training calendar on the webpage or reach out to Chase or your safety and loss control consultant to learn more about this specialized training that we're doing. Now, there's lots more about other efforts in that 6-page summary, and I encourage you to take a look at it. Now let's visit with Chase Stapp, the pool's new law enforcement outreach consultant. Chase came to us from an impressive career with the city of San Marcos. He actually started there as a patrol officer and worked his way up to chief and then assistant city manager for public safety over police, fire, and other departments. And we are really lucky to have him. Welcome, Chase.
Thank you, Scott. Happy to be here. Happy to be on the podcast.
Thanks. We're excited to have you. So tell me about this law enforcement consultant position. What interested you about this position? Why did you apply for it?
Well, I've been working in and around public safety for a long time, almost entirely with the city of San Marcos. And I'd always heard you'll know when it's time, you know, when it comes to retirement. And I was getting to a place where I knew it was time, but I wanted to keep working. I wanted to keep contributing to the profession. And I had run into Irvin Yonek, the loss prevention manager for the risk pool, at a training event months prior to this. And he described the position to me, was just sharing the concept with me. And I thought then that it's something that would really interest me. Really, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to continue to contribute to the profession that I love so much.
I talked at the beginning about some of the items in our summary of actions, and I want to ask you about your new role here at the pool as our law enforcement outreach consultant. Tell me some of the things you'll be doing to help our members.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the opportunity to highlight these things, Scott, because as a new chief, you don't know what you don't know. And I think that's where the value of this position really lies, is if the chief will just allow me to come in and talk to them about some of the things that I've learned since I started working with the risk pool that I can share with them, I think it'll be beneficial to everybody. But first, they need to understand that all of these services are free. They don't come with a price tag. The trainings that we provide, the consultations that we provide, do not come with a price tag. Those are free. And then really, I want chiefs to understand that all I hope to do is leverage my professional experience and the relationships that I've developed across the state to serve as a resource, really, for them, to help them reduce their risk, lower their injuries, lower their lawsuits. They can use that guidance. I'm here to help.
One of those things that we talked about, actually, we talked about it in your interview with the pool, and then we've learned more about it as we've delved into it, is a lot of chiefs have never seen reports of what their exposures and losses actually look like. Where are they having issues? You know, is it officers not being physically fit and injuring themselves? Is it officers maybe not being as safe as they could in their daily driving habits? Things like that. So I think that's something that members should be aware of, that you can take that data to them and help them learn where they should focus, right?
Yeah, that's right. What we've seen is that there's always a relationship of some sort between the city's risk manager, we oftentimes call them our fund contacts, and the police chiefs. But I'm going to say the quality or the depth of that relationship and the information that's shared varies greatly from city to city. And that's not pointing fingers at anyone. Everyone's busy, and we just understand that's the reality of this work, right? And so I think the thought behind this position is to allow me to work directly with police chiefs and share some of that information while looping in the risk managers, our fund contacts, and making sure that they're still a part of that conversation. But yes, the chiefs need to understand really how those trends look in their agencies as compared to other agencies that are similarly situated across the state. And I can help them with that in this position.
That's awesome. I mean, it's such a great resource. And like you said, it doesn't come with a cost above their annual contribution. So what else would you like members to know about what you do?
Well, I think it's important right now to let our members know that we're actually expanding this position. I'm hopefully here pretty soon. I won't be the only one covering the entire state. By one, I mean law enforcement outreach consultant. There is a second position like mine that's posted. And I would encourage our members who are maybe situated similarly to how I was a couple of months back to take a look at that. It's posted on our website.
How long have you been on the job now?
So I started April 1st, so really right at 2 months.
So in the 2 months that you've been on the job, tell me what you've done so far. Have you visited with some members already, or is that something you're planning in the future? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's been an outstanding onboarding experience. The loss prevention team put together a really well-structured onboarding program for me. So I spent the first several weeks really just training, internal training. Now, I did attend some trainings that a couple of our trainers, our other outreach consultants did to get a feel for how those work. But I've since started doing some visits. I've done 3 or 4 visits now with different agencies. And I'm really enjoying the things that are coming out of that. It's really helping me to better understand what our members might need. Of course, it's custom tailored to each individual agency. But I've begun sending out emails to particular chiefs that I really want to visit and get to know better. And I'm getting good response on those. And those are leading to visits, and hopefully will lead to some trainings as well.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Chase. Okay, we're back, and let's wrap up by doing our action items for today. But in fact, let's just do one action item today. That is, get with your city manager and your police chief and ask about what risk management efforts they are taking. Adding things to a police chief's to-do list is always tough. They've got so much going on. We know about officer shortages and all sorts of other challenges they're dealing with. But we also think we can help enhance your police department's already excellent work. Just learning a few things about their exposures and, even more important, where their losses are taking place can help them focus on the right things to make great departments even better. Reach out to me or to Chase to learn more. That's it. Thanks for being our partner, and be sure to tune in to another episode soon.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.